Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, managing editor, and my guest is Professor Eyal Zisser, vice rector of Tel Aviv University and the holder of its Yonah and Dina Ettinger Chair in Contemporary History of the Middle East. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And the topic, months into a Russian-backed Syrian regime offensive to wrest control of Idlib province, the last major rebel-held bastion in the war-torn country, a tentative ceasefire has been reached. However, the situation is far from stable, as the competing interests of numerous actors continue to intersect in this small piece of volatile territory. Professor Zisser, first, do you think that this truce can last long enough for some sort of political solution to be reached?
Judging from our past experience, it can last, hours, maybe several days, maybe weeks, but I don't think that can be survived forever. I don't think that a peaceful solution will be found to the crisis. The fate of this province, was the case in regard to Syria in general, will be dictated in the battlefield. This is to say, I expect the resumption of the hostilities and further attacks by the Syrian regime backed by the Russians, and eventually I am afraid Bashar will take over this region.
And how is Turkey's effort in conjunction with the U.S. geared towards creating and then monitoring a safe zone along the northern Syrian border complicated matters?
You see, we are not speaking about one struggle or one crisis. There is tension between the Russians and the Turks. There is tension between the Russians and the Americans. There is animosity between the Syrian regime and the Turks. And there is clearly animosity between the Turks and the Americans. And instead of confronting the Russians and Bashar together, all who want to push him back and to avoid the continuation of the hostilities, Turkey's priority is clearly to block the Kurds, and the creation of a security zone has nothing to do with supporting the rebels in the Idlib province. It has to do with the efforts of Turkey to crush autonomy that was established by Kurdish elements with the encouragement of the Americans in northern Syria.
Russia accused the U.S. yesterday of putting into jeopardy the ceasefire due to an attack on an alleged al-Qaeda stronghold. How involved is the United States right now in Syria, and does it still have a role to play, given that Russia's obviously become the major power broker in the country?
Yeah, Russia became a major power actor, but still the United States has control over a quarter of the territory, the Kurdish areas that enjoy American support, so America can play a role. And also we have to remember that when the Russian won in the battlefield, no doubt about it, but the question is what to do with Syria, how to rebuild Syria, and for that the Russians are in a desperate need for the Americans. So it's up to the United States to decide whether it has an interest in Syria. President Trump said it's only death and sand, so we'll have to wait and see.
Like you said, it seems that all sides seem to be at each other's throats. But let's say the Idlib situation can somehow be resolved, whether it's through force, whether it's through diplomacy. Do you think then we would be entering the beginning stage of the end of the complete war itself?
When you speak about such a long war, it will take time, and stability will not be achieved soon, even in areas under the full control of the Syrian regime. There are still pockets. In many of the cases, the rebels didn't really surrender but reached some sort of ceasefire agreement. So it will take a long time, and the question is mainly whether the financial sources would be found in order to enable the reconstruction of the country and thus providing stability and security. And I'm very skeptical, because the Syrian regime, as well as the Iranian and the Russian, lack any needed financial support for such a process.
Professor Eyal Zisser, Vice Rector of Tel Aviv University and the holder of its Yonah and Dina Ettinger Chair in Contemporary History of the Middle East, thank you very much for joining the Media Line.
Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblazer.